What is your update with U2? We obviously fired you up. Basically, if you haven't heard it, Dominic said that he wants to make a documentary about U2. So,
yeah.
Any more news?
Yes.
Good.
I had a chat with the head of music yesterday here at Radio X, Mike Walsh, a big U2 fan himself. And we are going to have a look at doing something with them later in the year. And that's all I can say.
When you say we...
Yeah.
Do you mean...
Me.
You?
Yeah.
So what have you done... What did you do yesterday to...
Had a chat with Mike.
Yep.
Head of music.
Yep.
Radio X.
I was there for that.
And were you?
Yeah. And I think I heard... unless I was wrong,
yeah.
I think I heard Mike say, well, I've spoken to this person, I've spoken to that person.
That's right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to this person,
that's
then
right.
I'm going to speak to this person,
yeah.
And I'm going to put in a request that we do this, and then we do that,
yeah.
And then I'll speak to them and see if we can do it.
Well, I had an email late last night.
So that happened, right?
That happened, yeah.
So who did you speak to yesterday?
So I had an email late last night.
From Bono?
No, I don't know if I meant, it is from one of the band, but I don't know if I meant to say this. So from one of the band last night. About 10 to 12.
The band U2?
Yeah. One of the members of U2 emailed
sent
me.
You an email, yeah. Last night.
I don't know if I've still got it.
What do you mean?
Well, you won't have.
Why would you delete it?
Well, because I would have forwarded it onto, you know, the relevant bodies.
And when you forward an email, you delete it?
You would not delete a U2 email.
Okay, so it's from, can I guess who it's from?
Yep.
Adam?
No, it's not Adam. Now, I
Larry.
Thought it would be Adam, because Adam does listen to this show quite
yes.
a lot. It's The Edge.
Oh, The Edge?
Yeah, theedge@yahoo.com.
No, well, you just read his email out.
Sorry. Says... hi Dom, how's it going? Without the G. Heard you wanted to come.
How's it, Owen?
How's it going? No, there's just no G at the end of going.
All right.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay.
He's Irish.
No, hi Dom, how's it, Owen?
Yeah, how's it, Owen? I heard you talking on the Radio X breakfast show with Chris Moyles yesterday, so that I would know this morning, he meant.
No, he would have said this morning, though.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Sorry, that's what you morning. Meant.
That's what I meant.
So you're misreading.
We would love to okay. hook up. We'd love to hook up and do something with you. As we are taking the Joshua Tree album out on the road to celebrate its 30th anniversary.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I just zoned out a second. Read that word for word again like you just read it
sorry,
to me.
Sorry, sorry. Hi, Dominic. How's it going? Without the G.
Yep.
I heard you on the Radio X breakfast show with Chris Moyles this morning. I'd love to hook up. And I heard... I've said that bit. And to celebrate us going out on the road to celebrate the Joshua Tree's 30th anniversary, it'd be good to do some stuff together. Now, that's where it's been left.
How did he end it, sorry?
Bye-bye, Edge.
Bye-bye, Edge?
Bye-bye, Edge.
Why is he saying goodbye to himself?
He's put bye-bye, comma, Edge, because it's from right. from Edge.
What was the line before that?
Hook up, anniversary tour. There we go. From the Edge. So, watch this space.
So what time did that come in last night?
About 10 to 12.
So, did you reply?
I was asleep. Sorry, reply this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you say in your reply?
So, let me get that. Sent items.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Edge. Thanks a lot for the email. Sorry, I was asleep when you sent it.
Sorry, one second. Audio producer Matt.
Hello, Chris.
Can you just roll some audio on this, please?
Yeah.
Okay, read me the email that you sent him.
Okay. Hi, Edge. It's Dom. Sorry I was asleep when you sent the original email. We would love to do something with you in the summer, perhaps, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree tour. I'll speak to my people. You speak to yours. Speak soon. Dom. That's how I ended it.
You said most of that email to me there without even looking at your phone.
Yeah, but a lot of it's from memory because it's, you know, it's one of the most important emails sure. I've ever sent.
Mm. Matt, can you just chop the audio of that email up for me, please, and just stick it up on the front page?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure, mate.
All right, lovely.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen.
It's quite interesting.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
You obviously have spoken to The Edge,
Edge
on
yeah.
email, and I look forward to hearing the next part of this story. The Chris Moyles Show.
I have some U2 news.
Mike has made more phone calls and done emails and you've just done nothing.
So, I had a meeting yesterday after work about something totally unrelated and then went home.
I've no idea where this is going.
No, I know. I know you don't. This is why I want to tell you, because it's very exciting.
Okay.
And then I had a quick kip, because I was knackered. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever, been up since four, whatever.
Right.
So, I was half asleep, the phone rang and it said no caller ID. And I went, oh, okay. So, I didn't answer it.
Right.
Then it rang again. I thought, okay, I will answer it. It's probably PPI. It wasn't PPI. It was somebody from U2's management company, Principal Management.
No, it wasn't. You're making this up.
No, that's
is this
is
a joke?
What it said. No, this is absolutely true. And said they were listening, or a friend of theirs or a colleague of theirs was listening to the show from yesterday morning, and we would very much like you to do something with U2. They did tell me which gig it would be, but I'm not allowed to say that, apparently, in case it doesn't happen. So there is a gig that you two are doing this summer that they would like me to attend, interview the band, and they'll put me up in a hotel as well.
Wow.
I gave them my email address. It's true.
You can say. It's
okay,
fine.
So it's for Croke Park in Dublin, and they put me up in the Clarence Hotel.
Wow.
Which is the hotel that Bono and Edge own.
I don't know what the joke is.
There's no joke. Now, I wasn't...
When did this happen?
Yesterday afternoon.
The wheels are in motion.
How come I don't know about this? Did you know about this?
I got to know about it a little later on yesterday afternoon after a call from Dom.
Yeah. Now, I am very aware of you two wind-ups because we have history, Chris and myself.
I've got you like a kipper before.
Yeah. So my kind of head was going around, is this a wind-up? Is this a wind-up?
Did you think it was me? What was this guy's name?
It was a woman.
Oh.
It was a woman. It was an Irish woman.
Hello there, Dominic.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Bono here.
I mean, you're good at accents, but...
Yeah, it's an Irish woman. So I've emailed the Irish woman, and I'm waiting to hear back. I haven't heard back yet. So as soon as I hear back, I will let you know. So, yeah.
So you're doing what?
We're doing, hopefully.
We? Are going to Dublin.
We
are going to Dublin in July, ahead of the Croke Park gig. Interviewing you two, and they'll put us up in the Clarence Hotel, which is a great hotel, which I've never actually stayed at.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's huge. So I'll be honest with you, part of me is still a little bit sceptical. I don't know whether it's real or not. I really want it to be real, but part of me says it might be a wind-up. So that's where we are at the moment. Now, Mike Walsh, our head of music, knows all about it. And yeah, so I will see. Let's see what happens.
Amazing.
But yeah, I was very excited.
Well, so you've emailed them?
No, they've got my email address.
Okay.
And they were going to email me.
Fine, with the details.
My personal email address, not the work one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's the one that is on my phone. So I should, when they email, I'll get it. I really hope it. Do you know what?
Did you wake up this morning and check your emails?
Yeah.
I love that.
Last thing I did before going to sleep last night.
I would have done that.
So I am.
The thing is that you do know it's January the 12th, so you might not hear anything in a week.
Exactly.
A week?
Yeah, absolutely. But I just hope it's genuine. I have my detector in full swing.
There's nothing to me. Mm. I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
I'm gonna check it up.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be brilliant.
You're gonna check it up?
I'm gonna check it out.
Well, fingers crossed. It's, A, it's real, and B, it happens. What are you doing that face for?
I'm not doing any face.
You are. You're doing your smug face.
I'm not doing any face.
You are.
I told you, this has nothing to do with me.
Okay.
I hope it's true. I hope it's true. I really do hope it's true.
I hope it's genuine, as they would say in Ireland.
Well, do you know what? For what it's worth, I'm saying yes. Because it's New Year, and I always have my positive mental attitude in the New Year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes. What about you?
Yeah, well, I know it is, so.
What about you?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
I want to say yes.
So you're 60% confident?
Yeah.
Well, let's get that up.
All right.
What will help? Hang on a second.
I don't know.
Because
An email.
When it happens, it will be a beautiful day.
Hey.
I can't wait to get back from Nigel. I want to hear him again.
Well, it might not happen.
What?
Nigel may have been rumbled. Yeah. Yeah. So Nigel may have tried to phone a BBC radio station yesterday.
Right.
Got through the initial process, which is, joining in with a conversation and have an anecdote to tell.
Sure.
And then, for the first time ever, Nigel received another phone call to vet him.
Oh.
And they wanted to know exactly whereabouts in this area he lived, exactly what pub he said he worked at. And I'll be honest with you, Nigel panicked and hung up.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah, Nigel panicked.
What a chicken.
I know.
So what does that mean, though?
Well, I think Nigel may rest now for a while.
For a while.
His work may be done.
But that's only at that place, surely.
No, I think we've had a few... Nigel has had a few missed calls from four or five different radio stations over the last couple of days.
Saying what?
Haven't left a message. They've just phoned Nigel's number.
And Nigel was too chicken to answer the phone.
Yeah, Nigel missed the calls, unfortunately.
But did Nigel get a tweet yesterday from one of the stations?
Yeah, Nigel got a tweet.
But hang on, shouldn't Nigel answer the phone? Hello?
He should do.
And they go, hi, we're just double checking that this isn't the wind-up.
Yeah, he's not always...
I beg your pardon?
He's not always contactable.
Who's winding... Well, who are you?
He's a busy man.
He is.
And then they're
man.
Like, oh, it actually is Nigel.
Yeah. So BBC Bristol sent a tweet to, let's say, Nigel, saying, hello.
How do they know who Nigel is on Twitter?
Don't know.
That's not.
He went, hello, somebody on Twitter, a.k.a. Nigel in Clifton.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the presenter, called John, said, ooh, nice try. And then...
Right. Oh, don't goad me.
Your show.
Want to dedicate a song to a very special man who interviewed us just before we came on stage tonight.
I imagine.
He's been a fan for a long time. And I want to announce that we're fans of his. The greatest newsreader and radio man called Dominic Byrne. And I'd like to invite you on stage with us, Dominic, come and sing. I know you used to be in a band.
That'd be good.
I'd love you to come and sing with us at Croke Park in Dublin.
It's not Jedward, Ian.
Where it all began. Dominic, come down from your executive box. And at the end of the song, we'll sing. What's your favourite song, Dominic? I know it's...
Where the Streets Have
No Names. Where the Streets Have No Names. So you can come on and
ideally.
Sing with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome... the one and only fifth member of U2, Dominic Byrne!
Now, the lights come up. Ready? Oh, no, keep the lights are about to come up.
They were. The lights are not coming up, Dominic.
Why?
Because it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because...
No, it's not. That's just a phone.
I'd like the camera to zoom in on Dominic's face for this.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh, damn it! Damn it! Ah! Ah! Dave! I trusted you, Dave! I spoke to Mike Walsh, head of music. He went,
yeah, I think it's all genuine because... Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Tom. It was nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me.
Please don't play the phone call because I think I make like excited noises and stuff. Oh, no.
Hello?
That's my... I have no idea who this is. I'll just be generic voice.
You've got a little idea of who it is, though, don't you?
No, because it's no caller ID.
Oh. You didn't get a name of the person?
Yeah. What's her name? It's a very strange Irish name.
Did you research that name?
Aoife.
Did you do any research on it? What did you, what research did you do?
I googled Aoife McNamara.
What happened?
It said that...
Where did she work?
Global Radio.
This building?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I told that to Dave and he went, oh no, she left about 4 or 5 months ago and I think she may be in that sort of world now.
Phew.
I had that ready. I was stressing over that response last night to make it sound natural.
Because I'm a journalist, you know. I would Google the name straight away.
I know.
Aoife McNamara, I want to say.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right name.
Yeah, use the real name. Dominic does a very quick search and it turns out she works in this building.
But then Dave said she left. So then I thought... So last night, I was thinking, wind up. This morning, Dave said, no, she left about 3 or 4 months ago, actually. I went, okay, good.
And she's head of media,
and
so...
And Mike... Oh, Mike Walsh. Mike Walsh. Hang on, let me get his message. So I sent Mike Walsh a text going, Aoife McNamara is head of media for Global. And Mike says, I didn't get her surname, but I'm guessing there is more than one Aoife. I went, oh yeah, that's true.
I know that.
Mike.
Because he emailed me a photo of that text chat
yeah,
last night as well.
Oh, you...
So...
Why do I fall for this stuff?
Would you like to relive the pain of the time when you received the phone call from U2? Sure, no problem. The phone's ringing.
I'm lying in bed at this point. I've literally just woken up. This call has just woken me up.
Hello?
Hi, is that Dominic Byrne?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Aoife from Principal Management in Dublin. We work with you too. Mike Walsh gave me your number. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, no, of course it is. How are you? You're right.
Not too bad, not too bad. So I'm giving you a call because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we're trying to do a bit more work in the UK and we want to work more with Global Radio and with Radio X as, you know, we've already got a good relationship there.
Yeah.
And one of my team was listening to the show this morning and he heard that you are quite interested in doing an interview. So we thought, you know, perfect time to get in touch. with album coming out and the tour coming up and all of that.
Yeah, of course.
So what we're proposing is that if you and the Chris Moyle Show would be able to come over to Dublin, I think the only time that's really going to work for the guys is around their Crow Park date, so around the 22nd of July.
Yeah,
is that
fantastic.
Something that you'd be willing to do?
Yeah, definitely. That would be fantastic. Absolutely. So so the idea would be what? To sort of come over and...
Yeah, so to come over for...
Spend some time.
Yeah, exactly. So come over for a day, spend a couple of hours with the guys, obviously discuss the album coming out. It'll be the middle of their tour, so they'll already have played in Twickenham at that stage.
Yeah.
And also, because we know we're getting you to come over, and it'll probably only for a day, so we're more than happy to put you up in the Clarence in Dublin as well.
Fantastic.
So just
that'd
as a little
amazing.
Treat, and obviously it's quite an iconic location with things that they've done there in the past, with the videos and stuff.
That'd be fantastic. This is a genuine call, isn't it?
Yes, of course. I'm calling from Dublin.
Okay, no, fantastic.
And as I said, I'll be in touch because, you know, this is something that we're really keen on doing.
Okay, no, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. That's great.
No problem at all. Nice to speak to you, Dominic.
You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You too.
Oh, no.
You even said you too in the call.
Oh, she sounded more nervous than you.
Oh, I thought she was great.
This is a genuine call.
I'm calling from Dublin.
Look, that bit.
This is a genuine call, isn't it? Yes, I'm calling from Dublin. Oh, okay then.
That's fine.
That's
got to be doing that. Covers that.
Oh. Radio.